Councils on Discipline. July 4th, 1911. I have been instructed to bear a message to our people. I have a message to give to fathers and mothers. I have written some few things, but I am not relieved of the great burden upon me. I am to charge all who are acting a part as Christians. You are educating your children even in their early child life. Do not allow any hasty, harsh speeches to come from your lips to your children. Fathers, mothers, never strike a child with a rod if you can avoid this. Do not reprove your children before others, but take them to a retired place and talk with them and pray with them in a private way. Let there be no scolding or harsh words, and not a particle of twitching, jerking, and shaking them. Tell them you are grieved because their wrong course of action grieves the Holy Spirit. If they show that their hearts are softened, take the very best course to deepen the impression. They may show stubbornness and refuse to repent, but I have seldom found this the case. Do all possible on your part to have them feel that they have grieved the Holy Spirit. Have them kneel down in a retired place and pray for them. And if your own heart expresses its sorrow in tears, you will touch the hearts of your erring ones. If you weep in your sorrow for their mistakes and sins, as your own tears of sorrow flow from your eyes, their hearts will be broken and sensitive. They will express their grief. Scolding will not reform, but harden the hearts of your children. Never strike a blow in anger. Leave them to consider, and they will, if their hearts are not hardened by hasty speech and words of censure, if you leave them alone after committing them to the Lord in prayer, asking the Lord to soften their hearts. I have taken children to bring up, clothed them and fed them and schooled them. I explained to them that I was willing to take them and would give them every advantage possible, that I would care for them, clothe them, teach them to obey all my orders and to love and serve the Lord, that they might have a home in the city of God. Then I have said, bear in mind that the Lord Jesus will help you if you will act your part. It would be a great grief to me to give pain to your flesh at any time. But because of your stubborn will, we cannot allow you to grieve the Lord Jesus by your own works. And we cannot allow evil works to go uncorrected. I could not present them to the Lord Jesus Christ without weeping. After a season of prayer, they would cling to me with confession and weeping, and I had gained a decided victory. I have clothed and educated and schooled quite a number of children, although I was traveling. It means much to train up children that have not had proper discipline. But I have proved the matter. It can be done. I thank the Lord that I have had success, perfect success, in this line of work. I have nursed them in sickness and brought them to God in prayer and to health. I have said to them, the Lord understands that you are trying to overcome and to please the Savior who gave his precious life for you, that you should be converted and be a blessing to your associates in school. Mark the epistles of Paul, the apostle to the Thessalonians, and the epistles to Timothy. I have made a hasty reference to the apostle. I have words to speak to those who need to be converted. We need to seek the Lord, confess our errors, and reform from all this course of action. There is to be a work done in our schools. They must come upon a higher, holier, sanctified plane. A decided work is to be done in reconversions in the church. Day before yesterday, I could not sleep in the night season. Ministers are strictly to put a stop to these things that are an offense to God. I saw that the students attending our schools must seek the Lord most earnestly and be converted. Representations were presented to me that were an offense to God and that pained my heart and kept me from sleeping all night. I hope and pray that such representations will never again be represented in any of our schools. No such representations need to be repeated, whoever may sanction it. God is dishonored. I am charged with a message to our ministers. Scenes passed before me, and I am charged that God is dishonored. All such scenes and representations are no more to dishonor God in our schools.
As a people, we stand in an important position, on holy ground. Nothing assuming the form of levity is to be tolerated by Seventh-day Adventists. We are presented and pointed to as Seventh-day Adventists. There is a class claiming to be Christians while breaking the seventh commandment. I am to present the truth in all its sacred bearings. I am to publish to the people the need to be daily converted. There are to be no foolish remarks. Believers will bear the image of the divine. I am to tell you that the mysteries of the Bible are a proof of its divine inspiration. The question is asked, canst thou, by searching, find out God? Canst thou find out the Almighty unto perfection? It is as high as heaven. What canst thou do? Deeper than hell. What canst thou know? Job 11, verse 7-8.